It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. Chip Mahan is CEO of Live Oak Bank. He was speaking recently at a community bankers event sponsored by the Federal Reserve.
The average bank answers the phone in 6 minutes. We're at 2 minutes. Can it be 1 second, right? If there's that much efficiency and these agents can handle the calls that you talked about, Scott. But then where does that go, right? So everybody in this audience has a money market account at a bank, and that bank is paying you 50 bips. I'll pay 350. Why are you at 50? Because you opened that checking account when you were a kid like you did and whatever savings loan you talked about?
That's true.
So will an agent someday be able to move that, and all of a sudden we got to reprice the entire book of money market? Again, basketball. You shoot 65%, you're in the Hall of Fame. Baseball, 400, you're in the Hall of Fame. In our business, if you don't bank at about 99 plus, she's fussy.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and today we're joined by Mark Brown. Mark is with Plains Cotton Growers. He's director of field services, gives him a chance to get out and see what's happening in the largest contiguous cotton patch in the world. I said that right, didn't I, Mark?
I believe that you did. I believe we still hold the record on that one so far. And so I am down in the southern end of that 42-county area today as we visit, and I have called all the way up toward the Oklahoma Panhandle today getting some information. So, we're covering the area, Tony.
Well, let's get kind of an update on the crop, the status here, and I bet we can work harvest into here as well, so I'll let you take it away. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Well, that sounds good. Well, of course, it is harvest time out here on the plains, and we've got a lot of fields now that have been defoliated, either received a first shot or a first shot followed by a kill shot, and actually have some harvest operations ongoing. Actually have some gins that are now processing some cotton for us. And so one of the things that I want to talk about whenever we discuss this crop is the majority of this crop is mature, and we see good open bowls all the way to the top of the plant, which is a great thing. That means that maturity should really be good. There is some concern for some late planted cotton in some areas where there was hail damage that was received early in the year, or down in the southern part of our area where I'm at today, where they actually did not receive those early rains. And whenever they did finally get moisture, then they ended up with a late planted crop. On that, I might mention again that it is worth watching those bowls mature out as they move up the plant, and we watch the nodes above crack bowl, keeping in mind that anything up above the uppermost crack bowl that is within four nodes of that uppermost crack bowl, then it is safe for defoliation. And when we get to two nodes above the crack bowl, then we're safe for a desiccant shot. And so that may be critical for some of this cotton. One other thing that I might mention, Tony, is that usually by the middle of October, we're out of luck on gaining any appreciable amount of heat units, but we are pretty far above the average in terms of daily temperatures, and we have been pretty consistently for the last couple of weeks, and we've got a good forecast in front of us. And so whenever you look at that forecast, we've still got the opportunity to be collecting enough heat units to make a difference for two or three nodes to be added to the yield potential on this as far as maturing those out for harvestable bowls. So I wouldn't get in too big of a hurry on that late planted crop. As far as the remainder of the crop, as I mentioned, we've already got harvest occurring. I know that there is some ginning operation going on in the Lubbock area. I heard that today in Floyd County there was some ginning that was taking place. I know that last week there was some cotton ginned up in Briscoe County. And I understand that there's some spraying of cotton, some defoliation work that is ongoing up in the northernmost panhandle up above the Canadian River. And so the harvest is progressing well. Actually, last week we saw that the Lubbock Classing Office classed its first samples and sent out its first report with about 2,700 bales of cotton being listed out in that report. And the good news, Tony, is that whenever we look at the fiber characteristics of those first few bales that have come off for this 2025 cotton crop here on the High Plains, the measurements looked really good. We had an average staple length around 35. We had an average micronair of 4.2, strength of above 30, and a uniformity index of around 81.2. And so things looked good there. Now, as of last week, there was nothing that was reported from the LAMISA or the Abilene Classing Office here in the state of Texas. Corpus was still processing some cotton, and Lubbock was just beginning for their first week. I expect that very soon we'll be seeing a report out of the LAMISA office, if not this week, for sure by next week. So things are progressing well.
We're talking with Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers, on the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, Mark Brown with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. Mark, let's talk about the crop for a moment. We're looking at what will be the best crop the area has produced in quite a few years, but we're also dealing with extremely low prices here.
There's no doubt about that, and the crop looks good, and in some places the yield looks good, which is going to be important. But at the same time, it's hard to get excited about selling cotton whenever the prices being quoted are 63 to 65 cents. That makes things pretty difficult, and so we do have some things in the works from this summer, the One Big Beautiful Bill, that are going to be there, that as of beginning this 2025 season, then there's going to be some assistance for these producers. Unfortunately, the problem with that is that we have to wait until the end of the marketing year. So a lot of that assistance through that One Big Beautiful Bill is not going to be available until almost a year from now. And so that's going to make for a lot of difficulties. And we are looking at all the options we can to maybe help shore up some assistance in the meantime. I know that there was a producer assistance letter request that went out directly to President Trump and was CC'd. It also copied the Secretary of Agriculture, and it was from a great number of ag organizations and across the board. Everyone was saying that while we're appreciative of the help from the work of the One Big Beautiful Bill, that producers are going to need some stopgap measures. And so hopefully there will be something that can be done in the meantime. And so we'll just have to see how things shake out on that. Tony, as you know, currently the government is in the middle of a shutdown. We heard news just this morning that there's no light at the end of the tunnel as of yet, and that we could be looking at several more days of shutdown. So we'll just have to stay tuned, and we'll have to keep working behind the scenes, and hopefully they will come to an agreement soon so that the wheels can start turning again in Washington, D.C.
Okay, and that's on the assistance side, but one easy way is to see a bump up in demand for cotton. Is that something that's realistic that could really happen?
Well, I certainly think that it could. And, you know, as we always say, it starts with us. So it's important that even right here at home that we promote our own product and that we remind all of our friends and family and neighbors to buy cotton anytime that they're looking for apparel. Also, there is an act that is in the works right now that would help us in terms of U.S. cotton production, and it is called the Buying American Cotton Act. And so, once again, if we can get the government open back up, I know there's a lot of interest in that, and there are a lot of legislators that have been contacted recently and that continue to be contacted on the need to push this legislation through. And what it would do would be to provide some tax incentives for textile companies that are bringing U.S. cotton that is in textile clothing or textiles, and we will be bringing that into the U.S. with some tax incentives for those companies. And we do feel like that by doing that, we should see a jump in the demand for U.S. cotton within the textile products that are produced throughout the world.
We're talking with Mark Brown of Plains Cotton Growers. This is the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
When you raise dryland cotton, one of the only things you control is input costs. Reduce your seed costs by as much as 75% without sacrificing yield potential with BSD 9X cotton from Brownfield Seed and Delining. Perfectly adapted for dryland acres, BSD 9X is large seed and has excellent early season vigor and consistently yields at the top in university trials. Find out about BSD 9X by calling 806-637-6282 or visit brownfieldseed.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and today we're talking with Mark Brown of Plains Cotton Growers. Mark, as we come to the end of our conversation here, there might be a few who don't know much about cotton. And is there, but we're all consumers of cotton. Is there anything they need to know about the industry?
Yes, sir. Well, I would say that these American cotton growers do an outstanding job. They produce a sustainable product, one that we're very proud of, one that's very high quality. And so it's just a matter of maintaining and increasing the demand for U.S. cotton worldwide, like we talked about. And also, I hope that people will recognize that producers really have been in a difficult situation because they have dealt with input prices that have increased by almost half over just the last few years, and at the same time, the price for these commodities have gone down, and just because of the global situation that we find ourselves in. And so I hope that people will recognize that there is a need out there and that we do need to prop up our American farmers and keep them going, keep them in business, because we certainly don't want to be buying our food and fuel and fiber from other countries.
Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. Learn more online, plainscotton.org. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Last week, community bankers gathering in Washington, D.C. What's their outlook?
I think they need to hear what we heard this morning. And that's the most positive I've heard in any bank.
I thought so, too. I thought so, too. Just positive.
It's just positive. We needed positive news. We needed, you know, this country to have positive news, and we have positive news, and things can get better. And all of us want our banks to be better. We want the banking system to be better. And so let's talk about it.
Well, I'm from a different color state than you guys, and it doesn't seem to affect anything.
I'm more optimistic about community banking than I've ever been.
Me too.
Oh, that's
really
terrific.
I mean, we could compete with the big banks. We absolutely can. You know, the millennials have gone to the G-SIB banks, and the lower end mass market retail has gone to fintechs. But there's a whole world of people left out there for us. The affluent